السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حم. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحليم، غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول، لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. ما يجادل في آيات الله إلا الذين كفروا فلا يغررك تقلبهم في البلاد. كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح والأحزاب من بعدهم، وهمت كل أمة برسولهم ليأخذوه، وجادلوا بالباطل ليدحدوا به الحق فأخذتهم، فكيف كان عقاب. وكذلك حقت كلمة ربك على الذين كفروا أنهم أصحاب النار. الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا، ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما، فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. وقهم السيئات، ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته، وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اور سسٹرز لسننگ اوور ریسیورز ایٹ دی مدرسہ، دا فرسٹ ٹائم یو مسٹ ہیو ہرڈ می ریڈنگ سچ اے لانگ ورس اور سچ آلموسٹ ون کمپلیٹ رکوع آف دا قرآن شریف ان اے منڈے نائٹ بیان. جنرلی وی سے دس از اے بیان فور اصلاح و تربیہ، سو سم آیت آف دا قرآن شریف or some hadith sharif or some incident in the life of some sahabi or awliya-i-kiram is discussed so that we may make our islah. But there is nothing more powerful for islah than the Quran sharif. The Quran sharif we have neglected for islah purposes. We will read the books of everyone else. We will read all kinds of literature, or we will ask for guidance from different people. But the Quran Sharif, the waaz that the Quran Sharif makes, it is the waaz of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What effect can our waaz have and our nasihat have? What we do is we quote the ayat of the Quran Sharif, or we try to explain the meaning of some of the ayat and verses of the Quran Sharif so that it may impact on our hearts and we make our islah. But those who understand the Quran Sharif, the meaning of the Quran Sharif, and those who understand the tafsir of the Quran Sharif, so then for them, they must have in their daily schedule a time in which they reflect over the ayat and the verses of the Quran Sharif. directly. For ordinary people like us, laymen like us, we say, well, read the Quran Sharif and then also do some reading of some translation, authentic translation or authentic tafsir of the Quran Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept in this Quran Sharif such nasihats for us, such advices, gives us such consolation, gives us such encouragement to do good, to believe, to do righteous deeds, and also gives such warnings that a person would want to remain away from those sins which lead to the fire of Jahannam and the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. I was sitting with the Kaabatullah Sharif in front and a little distance where if you raise your gaze you see the whole of the Kaabatullah Sharif. You can see the Mizab-e Rahmat. At that time when you see the Mizab-e Rahmat, you think of the Rahmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I was doing my recitation of the Quran Sharif and I happened to come to this surah, Al-Mu'min. The Kaabatullah Sharif was in front. People were making the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Some may have been engaged in zikr. Some may have been engaged in duas. Some were engaged in recitation of the Quran Sharif. Some may have been engaged in deep meditation even while they are making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Some may have been experiencing the rains of rahmat that were pouring. Some may have been experiencing a kayfiyat of ecstasy and joy which only their hearts know and nobody else would know. Somebody would have been bowing his head in shame, thinking of his evil deeds and evil actions before coming there. Somebody would have been smiling, thinking of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's great mercy upon him, that in spite of his weakness and sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave the tawfiq of making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. Different people who are making tawaf there, their minds are in different things. Then of course we get some like us also, who can't forget our worldly things, even in tawaf. We are engaged in disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even whilst making tawaf. The pretty faces distract us. Or the mind goes into all things that it should not go to, especially when making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. So while sitting there and reciting the Quran Sharif, I came to this Surah Al-Mu'min. So I just gave you this background so that we may understand that no matter how much of evil we may have committed in our life, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so merciful, so forgiving, that He gives these type of opportunities to seek forgiveness from Him. Every place around the Kaaba Sharif is for nothing but dua. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has stationed angels, Rukne Yamani. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the time that the person enters the Haram Sharif, or in fact long before that, when he's putting on his ihram, when he reads his labbaik, every way it is dua, dua, dua. Now what is the main ingredient or the main thing in dua? It is seeking forgiveness for our sins and then asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection from the fire of Jahannam, and the person can then ask for all his needs. But the main thing is to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of sins and protection from the azab of Jahannam. So we can see how people are clinging on there. In the Hatim Sharif, you will see people clinging on to the khilaf of the Kaaba Sharif. As a multazam, you find them clinging on with their hands raised. So what are they doing? Between Rukne Yamani and Hajra Aswad, they're reading Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasana Ufil Akhirati Hasana Waqina Azabana Wadkhilna Al Jannata Ma'al Abrar Ya Aziz Ya Ghaffar. So much of du'as people are made. So at that time, these verses of the Quran Sharif, he brought tears to my eyes. A person was sitting next to me and he wanted to know that what is causing this effect. I said, listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif. Without going into any detailed discussion, there are lots of virtues of this surah and the background to its revelation and all those things which deal with tafsir. I'm not going into that discussion. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after Hameen, the meaning of which only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows, Alif Lam Meen, all these huruf muqaddaat, Tanzeelul Kitab min Allahil Azizil Aleem, which means that this book is a revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is all-powerful, exalted in might, and all-knowing. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala immediately gives us His sifat and His attributes. Ghafir izham, forgiver of sins. This is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves. Ghafara, the meaning of that is to cover up. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ghafir, He covers up sins. If only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has to expose our sins. As Dr. Abdul Hai Sahab rahmatullah alayhi says that on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has to tell us that you say you don't want to go into Jahannam, but you have got a lot of sins. I'm just giving you in my words the explanation. That if Allah Ta'ala had to say, it's not a hadith sharif or anything of that kind. If Allah Ta'ala had to say that if you don't want to go into the fire of Jahannam, then how they do deals here in our country and other places, they do a bargaining, a kind of a deal, that I will pay so much of fine and then I must get release. How many criminals also they get away. But in any case, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had to say that I will forgive you on this condition that I play the reel of your life, your whole life's actions and deeds, all the dandas that we do, all the mischief that we engage in, all the dark, dark sins in our lives, all the secret sins of our lives, when we think that no one is watching us, the type of sins that we engage in, if only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has to play that reel, like how they have films. So like that, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the presence of all those billions of ummatis that are there and all the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, well, we can do a deal that we will play this reel, let everybody watch what you are doing and then I will release you from the fire of Jahannam. He says we would prefer then, at that time the person would prefer that he rather go into the fire of Jahannam, then that people should know what he was doing in his private life. All the dark, dark sins that he was engaging in, he will be so ashamed that if it has to be played in front of just his parents, that too would have been an embarrassment of the highest degree. Then what if it is being played in front of all the millions and billions of people? And amongst them, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a ghafir, he is a son. How loving he is, how that he covers up, he conceals our sins. It is only when a person becomes really, really persistent and arrogant and obstinate, and he begins to challenge the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he does not engage in sincere tawbah and istighfar from those sins, and when people warn him also, then he brags about his sins instead of shedding tears of regret and nadama. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also causes those sins to be exposed. People who did not know of what he was engaging in, suddenly they come to know. This person is a womanizer. This person is taking interest and giving interest. This person is gambling. This person is committing adultery, fornication. This person is in this or that. Otherwise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if a person turns towards him with sincere repentance, then Allah ta'ala conceals those sins. So it's ghafir al-dham, qabil al-taw, wa qabil al-taw. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he accepts repentance. When a person makes tawbah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah. If he's sincere, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts it. In other words, he's informing us that these are my sifat. So therefore, what should you be doing? But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the whole Quran Sharif, there's a balance. Some people don't want to listen to anything about Jahannam, anything about the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So can there be any country in which they don't have any prison? If they say that there are countries in the world where for the criminals there's no prison, then we'll say it's incomplete. It's like a person builds a palace and we say, but he didn't build a toilet. So just as a toilet is necessary in a palace, in the same way prison is necessary. In a country, no matter how beautiful that country may be, but for criminals, there's always been a prison. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's prison is the fire of hell, Jahannam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not only frighten us for the sake of frightening. First, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us so much of hope that turn back, return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is oft forgiving, he is most merciful, he is very, very kind. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very merciful. But when the person does not want to listen and he continues in his line of arrogance and stubbornness, then there must be some warning also, that if you don't listen, then what must you expect? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Shadeed al-Iqab. Punishment is also very severe. Allah ta'ala's grip is also very, very severe. Allah ta'ala gives a long rope. He gives enough opportunities to a person to return to him. Allah ta'ala gives so much of opportunities. Sometimes a sickness is an opportunity to return to Allah ta'ala. Sometimes an accident is an opportunity to return to Allah ta'ala. Sometimes disobedience of the children is an opportunity to return to Allah ta'ala. The person must start checking his own life. Where am I going wrong? Sometimes a loss in business is an opportunity to turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sometimes Hajj and Umrahs, sometimes Namaz, sometimes big nights, sometimes big days, sometimes Eid. Sometimes the whole month of Ramadan, and sometimes the odd nights of Ramadan, and sometimes Laylatul Qadr. Look at the number of opportunities that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created for the believers in which they can seek forgiveness. Then of course there's the Tahajjud, Salat, the Ishraq, Awwabin. If a person has the opportunity. And all these times again, du'as are accepted, du'as are accepted. Jum'ah day, how many times we have heard of the acceptance of du'as between Asr and Maghrib on the days of Jum'ah. So all these opportunities Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us so that we may return. If he was just wanting to punish, then what was the need to give us all these opportunities? But arrogance and stubbornness and obstinacy, and which is generally created by plenty of wealth or good health or good job, good employment, everything going for the person. So asana. This creates stubbornness in the person, arrogance. The person believes that what is the need for me to turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness of my sins? What is the need for me to make namaz 5 times a day? What is the need for me to bow down? Because everything seems to be going right. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was displeased with me, then why must He give me all this what I have got? That is what creates that. So, قابل التوب, شديد العقاب, ذي التوب, source of all power. And also it has other meanings also, of abundance and other things. But all power, if you have to look at it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has that power. Many, many times I have discussed that look at the power of the superpowers of the world, that they are absolutely powerless. Absolutely powerless when it comes to the snow, when it begins to fall, and it paralyzes the entire system. All the communication and movement and everything becomes paralyzed. Look at the ash, what did it do? Look at the earthquakes and the tremors. Look at the flood waters in Australia and other parts of the world. Superpowers can do nothing. All the technology fails. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power is supreme. You must make use of the technology, nobody says no. But trust in that leads to disappointment. La ilaha illahu. There is no ilah. Something that is worshipped. And what does a person worship? A person worships something in which he sees some kind of power. Some people saw power in the moon, so they started worshipping the moon. Some saw power in the sun, so they started worshipping the sun. Some saw power in other things, they started worshipping that. So either it is power that they see in something, or they see benefit in something. They see benefit. Some people saw benefit from the cows, so they started worshipping the cows. Or the person sees that the way for protection from some kind of harm is in this creation. So they start worshipping that. So we negate all that. We say that all power is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is the only one that is worthy of being worshipped. He has created the sun, the moon, the stars and everything else. But they do not have any kind of independent power. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives them some kind of power, but He can withdraw that whenever He wishes. And in anything that a person sees benefit, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can turn it against him. And he was looking at some kind of benefit in it, but it turns out to be very, very harmful to that individual. Allah Ta'ala can turn it around. And something in which the person was seeing some kind of harm coming, but according to Sharia, according to the Quran and Sunnah, it was right, correct, something that was to be adopted, and the person suddenly finds benefit in it. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is ilayhi al-masir, the final, the ultimate return is to Allah ta'ala. Every creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ultimate return, have to return to it. No matter what the person possesses in this world, but he cannot keep it and retain it forever and ever. Either he will separate from it, or it will separate from him. And the return is to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ma yujadilu fi ayatillah illa alladhina kafar. Which means this, that it is only the kuffar, those who reject, those who disbelieve in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are the ones who dispute, who argue with regards to the ayat and the verses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So look at what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us. فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. So let not their movements on the land, here and there, everywhere they are moving, let not that beguile you, let not that deceive you. Look at the love Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has for us. He's telling us, advising us, warning us, that let not this dazzle you, which is happening at present in our lives. That the moment we see some Mr. So-and-so, he's traveled from this end to that end, and that's that end to another end, from this country to that country to this country, big ministers are traveling, and the prime minister is traveling, and the president is traveling, and the kings are traveling, and motorcades are following them, and they have their own helicopters, and they have their own jets, and they have their own presidential palaces, and the big saloons, and modern day technology all at their disposal. And they have got bank balances that are touching the skies. And they've got everything going for them. The only thing they don't have is Iman. Or if they've got Iman, then they do not have Amal. But they have got everything else. Then we are told that let that not dazzle you. Let it not beguile you. Let it not deceive you. Because this is what we have now made as the gauge, as the criterion. That whom does Allah Ta'ala love? The person who has plenty of wealth, that's all. The person who has got plentiful, then he believes, my Allah loves me. Whereas I have repeated it 120 times, that the richest of the rich can be Allah Ta'ala's friend and wali, and the poorest of the poor can be Allah Ta'ala's wali and friend. That is not the gauge. Some Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were extremely poor. And some were very rich, as a Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at his kingdom. That is not the gauge. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is warning us that let not that deceive us, because we seem to then desire exactly what they are getting, what they are doing. We also find our saliva flowing when we see their palaces, when we see their huge buildings, when we see their properties, when we see their businesses, when we see all the dealings, and when we see their travels on the land from this end to that end, and this end to that end, and everywhere they're getting a VIP welcome, and they are taken to the palaces, and they are given 7-course meals, and everything, then our gaze does not go on their being rejecters of Allah Ta'ala's glory, His might, His greatness. It doesn't go on that. It just goes on what they have got. And we also become very, very desirous. But we fail to understand that this is just for a temporary period of time. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving them a chance. Allah Ta'ala is giving them a long rope. Finally, they will hang themselves with that same rope if they don't make tawbah. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us, like, how we advise. Look at the nasihat, look at the beautiful way in Allah Ta'ala is putting it across to us, that, oh my believers, all those who have believed in me, you should not be dazzled by all this. You should not be deceived by all this. If the person is pious, is righteous, if he is obeying Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he is getting all these ni'mats and bounties, then alhamdulillah. Then it's a ni'mat. Otherwise, it is an azab in disguise. So Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَالْأَحْزَابِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. Some of the nations Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, He said, before them also the Qawm of Nuh rejected. And many other groups they also rejected after them. They rejected Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And every one of them, they intended to seize their prophets. That was the desire, that somehow we must seize our prophet, or this Nabi, or this prophet of Allah. Then somehow we must seize him. We must not allow him to propagate his message. We must destroy in any way this deen that he is propagating. That was their desire. And then again, with all kinds of falsehood, I'm just giving you a very brief explanation, that they used falsehood. They concocted a lot of falsehood. And they thought that by means of that falsehood, they will be able to confront Haqq. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala seized them. They were planning otherwise, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's plan was something else. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ يَقَوْمُ. So how severe was my punishment? How can people challenge Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's might? Planning of people is different and the planning of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is different. The plan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will always be dominant. Allah Ta'ala therefore declares that his decision with regards to the kuffar, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's decision, that they are from the Ashabun Nar. Because they rejected Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the belief in Allah Ta'ala, in the hereafter, day of judgment, everything. So Allah Ta'ala's decision has also been finalized and declared that they will be Ashabun Nar. Now all this is an introduction. And now we come to what really touched my heart and caused me to tear. And I think I discussed this some time back, must be, I'm not sure. الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم. Those who are carrying the throne of Allah تبارك وتعالى. It is mentioned there are four angels. On the day of Qiyamah there will be eight. And then after that there's rows and rows and rows and rows running into millions and billions. Allah Ta'ala only knows their count around the arsh. Around the arsh nobody knows what the count of those angels are. وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ. Now what do these angels do? They are carrying the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And they are all around the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So their tasbih of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala should have been sufficient. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They glorify Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They read the tasbih of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They make the hamd of their Lord. And they believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that much should have been sufficient. That is their job, that is their duty, that you must make tasbih. And you must believe in me. Now these millions and millions or billions, Allah Ta'ala only knows their count. And those who Allah Ta'ala refers as يحملون العرش, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما. This is what they say. Oh, our beloved Rabb, oh, our Lord, forgive those people who are believers in you. ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا. They make istighfar for the people who have believed in Allah Ta'ala. Now these angels carrying the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala appointed them. Otherwise can they do it on their own? It's a duty that Allah Ta'ala has given to them. That those bandas of mine in the world who are making istighfar, or those who have believed in me, those who have brought iman in me, those who have brought iman on my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have brought iman in Jannah, Jahannam, in Akhirat, so you make istighfar for them. Ask for forgiveness for them. Now those angels, they are asking for forgiveness for the bandas of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who have believed in. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh our Lord, your rahmat is all encompassing. Your knowledge is all encompassing. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Therefore forgive those people who are repenting, those who are asking for forgiveness, those who are making tawbah from their sins, then, O Allah, forgive them, O our Rabb, O our Lord, forgive them. And those people who are following your way, that means following the Quran Sharif, following the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ, and save them from the fire of Jahannam. Now a person should be bowing his head down and making shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his great, great ni'mats and bounties. And what a great ni'mat this is, which we don't even consider as a ni'mat anymore because we have become materialistic. Our whole life revolves around nothing but material things. If we've got material things in our hands, then we are somebody. Then we got everything. But these great spiritual ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala solely out of His love for His creation has given, which we were not really deserving of. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system should have been that the moment this banda of mine, he commits an evil, or he commits a mischief, or he commits a crime, or he commits a sin, then punish him same time and do the same thing what the governments of the world do, catch him and put him in prison. There's no such thing as second chance business. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives so much of chance, allows the person to make tawbah istighfar. And on that tawbah istighfar, he's got angels saying ameen on his tawbah. Angels also pleading and interceding on his behalf. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Istighfar for the believers. Istighfar, seeking forgiveness for the believers. And pleading to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the name of His mercy. That, oh Allah, forgive these people. فَاخْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِيهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And they don't only stop there. They say, رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ. Oh, our Rabb, hey, humare palne wale, oh, our Lord, enter them into that eternal jannat, eternal gardens, enter them into that. They are begging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they are the closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those who are around the arsh. So enter them into eternal jannat which you have promised them. And not only them, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَزُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. And also the righteous from amongst their fathers, their wives, and their progeny. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You are powerful, exalted. Verily, you are Hakim, also the most wise. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And also save them from evil or from the mischief. On the day of Qiyamah, all the different types of azab and punishment, save them from that also. And whomsoever you save from the evil on that day, فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ. وَذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that indeed is فَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The great success. So reading these verses of the Qur'an Sharif with the Kawatullah Sharif there right in front, and the people making their tawaf, and somebody reading, and somebody making dua, and somebody istighfar, and somebody tawbah. He said, oh Allah, how loving you are. How merciful you are. How forgiving you are. That for your creation, and especially sinful ones like us, you have created so much of opportunities here on the ground. That here on the ground you have created this opportunity that we make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Or we just look at the Kaaba Sharif, or we make namaz in the Haram Sharif, or we read tasbih there. For all these things, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got great, great rewards and great forgiveness of sins. So on the ground also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created for us opportunities to make tawbah and to return to Him, and to get His closeness and get His ma'rifat, and get rewards from Him, and to get the best of this world and the best of akhirah. So on this earth also Allah Ta'ala created this, different situations, and especially there, as I said, because I was reciting the Quran Sharif there and came to this surah. But not only on the ground, but we say that even right up Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's arsh and throne, He knows exactly what it is like. But they, even the angels around the arsh also, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them a duty that you also engage in istighfar for those bandas of mine who are on the ground. They are seeking forgiveness, they are making tawbah, illa man taab. They are making tawbah from their sins. So therefore you also seek my forgiveness on their behalf. Forget the whole arrangement. That is the love that Allah Ta'ala has for His creation and for bandas like us. Now with all that arrangement, with the Quran Sharif and with every other thing that Allah Ta'ala has provided, if we still are disobedient, we rebel against that same Allah, we do not want to make use or take advantage of all those opportunities that He has created, then who do we blame? Who do we blame? Allah Ta'ala doesn't love just shaking the earth somewhere, just sending flood waters somewhere and kind of see some kind of tamasha, as we say. Will Allah Ta'ala do anything that has got no purpose in it? All this time also the waters of the ocean were there, the waters of the rivers were there. This Allah Ta'ala's unlimited waters in the heavens, all these years it was there. Then if you look at the ground, people have been walking on it for years and years, hundreds of years, thousands of years. In the past, why did we not hear of so much of earthquakes and tremors and flood waters and everything else? Look at Jeddah, how many times it has been struck now. Look at Europe, look at Australia, look at Brazil, look at Sri Lanka, look at our country, look at different parts of the world. They call it natural disasters, natural disasters. What is natural disaster? Does it just happen on its own? That is what science will tell us, that there was a movement here and there was a movement there and this is falling under this belt and that is falling under that belt. Different kinds of explanations they will give. That is becoming the means. Allah Ta'ala is using that to cause these disasters. To shake up the ground, there has to be some cause. There has to be some movement. So now we are looking at the movement, but who caused that movement? Who ordered that movement? The same with flood waters. The waters didn't just decide on their own suddenly to flood the place. People built dams in many, many places. They built dams. Why? So that we don't have these floods again. And then what happened? They said the dams filled up so much that now if they don't release that water, then the wall will crack and then more people will be destroyed and more lives will be lost and more damage will be done. So therefore we have to open the floodgates. So what happened is that first they built the dams with their own hands and then they opened the floodgates with their own hands to flood the places. Doesn't it happen in the world? That first they built the dams with their own hands so that people do not get affected by floods. So that people do not get affected by heavy rains. The water will be contained within the dams. Then Allah Ta'ala sends so much of rain and so much of water that now the dams are overfilled. So what do? They say, now we must open the floodgates. And when the floodgates open, then we say, thousands of hectares of land all finished flooded. So many animals gone, so many human beings lost their lives, so many homes were flooded. And who did that? Man himself. He opened up the gates. So he opens up the gate one side, and one side Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends the rain. So it reminds you of the floods of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Time. So where can we challenge the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So the shake up of the ground, or the coming down of the rain, or the tremors, or it is the fires. First Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends heat. We never heard of 50 degrees and 45 degrees of heat in Europe. In summer months, did anybody hear of that in the past? But now they say again there's a climatic change and there's this and that and all, a lot of explanations. So first, because of that, everything is dry. Everything is dry. And then one stupid person will put some cigarette stump there and it catches fire. And then they say, thousands of hectares, forests are burning. The fire is just raging. And then with that Allah Ta'ala sends the wind. Now who is sending all this? It's not just happening on its own. The aqal of insan is saying that this was the cause, that was the cause. But in reality, it's the hukam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Maybe we have to go in that direction and start explaining. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونٌ وَازْدُجِرَ فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر. All this Allah تبارك وتعالى mentioned. كذب قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر. They did something first. They call the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they call Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam Majnoon and all the kind. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, some of them were killed, some of them were martyred, some of them were troubled so much. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at what were troubles he had to go. So first something happened, some actions came into existence, some actions came into vogue. And then upon those actions, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam came, that now shake these people up. Now waters were ordered that drown these people. Nothing is just happening on its own. So that is on the national and international level, but we must look at our individual level. We always forget, whenever all these type of disasters take place, whether it's in Pakistan or any part of the world, then we always will look far away. Yes, those people were very bad people. But we forget that we are the bad people. What are our actions? What kind of deeds we have got? So again, don't forget, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a khafir izzam, qabil al-tawb. Allah ta'ala forgives sins and he accepts tawbah. And he's got those angels also that are making istighfar for the people who are making tawbah. So let us also make tawbah now and turn towards Allah tabaraka. And believe that as we are making tawbah here, millions of angels somewhere in the heavens, right up in the arsh, they are also interceding on behalf of us sinful ones. That oh Allah, those bandas of yours, whatever they may have done, but they are regretting, they are ashamed of their sins, they are not proud and arrogant, they are not obstinate, they are not persistent, they want to return to you and fulfill the terms of the tawbah. Rights of people have to be fulfilled. Ask them for forgiveness. Start some qazas. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salli. Ya Rabbi mu'afirullah. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed, whether it was during the day or at night, whether they were known or unknown, sins that we committed deliberately or unintentionally. Oh my beloved Allah, major sins or minor sins. You are well aware of everything that we have done. And you could have used the forces against us to destroy us. You could have immediately sent flood waters against us. You could have shaken the ground beneath our feet. You could have opened up the floodgates against us. My beloved Allah, your forces are unlimited. But you dearly love forgiveness. Therefore you even have the angels around your arsh and those carrying your arsh, making tawbah and istighfar for sinners like us. How loving you are. How generous you are. How kind you are. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, tere bande hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey Rabbe Kareem. Oh my beloved Allah, how loving you are. You blessed us with so much of ne'mat and so much of bounty. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs all function. Strength in our bodies. Shelter above our heads. Clothes to wear. Modes of transport to move around. Yet we are so disobedient, so neglectful, so negligent. Rabbi Kareem, don't look at our weaknesses, don't look at our shortcomings, don't look at our sins. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. And look at the arrangements that you have made for bandas of yours who turn towards you and seek forgiveness. Ay Rabbi Kareem, change the condition of our lives. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you. Hame apna bana le hamara ban ja. Ey Rabbe Kareem. There is no other door for us besides your door. There is no one that will listen to us. My beloved Allah. There is no one that will accept with filthy hearted people like us besides you, my Allah. For our sins cause you no harm. We only harm ourselves. And our good deeds don't increase your glory in any way. We only benefit ourselves. Ay Rabbe Kareem, garche pur khata hai, par kahan jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda, ummeed-e karam aaya. Those who are sick and healing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties. Attendi for halal. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, who have become mischievous, who have become disobedient to you and your Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the parents. Rabbe Kareem, bring them back onto Sirat and Mustaqim. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't seize us on account of our sins, my beloved Allah. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the hardship of the people around the world. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we call it natural disasters, but it is all with your hukam that everything takes place. Ey Rabbi Kareem, hamare haal par raham farma. Especially those who are suffering, Rabbe Kareem, remove the difficulties, the hardship, pain and suffering. In whichever part of the world, whatever the disaster has been, whether it is in Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Australia, South Africa, Rabbe Kareem, remove the difficulties, the pain and suffering. Our qulub and our heart, Ey Rabbi Kareem, the hearts are between the two fingers. You can turn it in whichever direction you wish. Taat ki taraf pher de. Rabbi Kareem, humare hal par raham farma. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Bless us with hearts that you give to your friends and your walis. Ey Rabbi Kareem, keep us in the shade of your rahmat and your mercy. Protect us from your ghazab and your anger. Protect us from your ghazab and your anger. Protect us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of akhirat. Ey Rabbi Kareem, my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, or any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Medina for you. Salamati deen aur aza ke saath Medina Sharif, shahadat ki maut naseeb. Ay Rabbe Kareem. If it is not destined there anyway, it may be that it is in a state that you are pleased with us. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Allah. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations, tamanna of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ay Rabbe Kareem, with muhabbat and love for you, they came to listen to some verses of the Quran Sharif, some nasihat, some waas. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering, the sicknesses, diseases of each and every person who has raised his or her hand before you. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, suffering, difficulties and hardships. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَشَفِيعِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا